All right, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. This is episode number 38, and I am joined today by my two colleagues, Michelle Malloy-Dillon and Janice Cunning. Welcome, Michelle and Janice.
Hi, David.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, we just passed the mid-year, the point of the, like, where we're a little bit more than 6 months into the year. And Janice, you wrote a really good blog post about doing a mid-year review. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's important about doing a mid-year review?
Yeah. So it was, I think we all agree, like a really positive and useful experience for us. And probably the most formal way that we've done it, you know, as I mentioned in the post, we're in year four and we're growing. You know, at first it was just David and I, and then Sylvia came along and Michelle, and so I think we're getting a little bit more formalized about how we do these things. And so I think really when we were reflecting on it and talking about it, we thought like there were 4 points, you know, that we hit. Like it allowed us to celebrate our success, which we, even though we train other people as coaches to do, sometimes we forget to pause and celebrate our own success. You know, look at our results and see how we were doing, learn from things that didn't go well, and then to make some decisions. So I think maybe to start, and I'll invite you and David for this, like you actually brought us this idea of the OGSM because it's something that you had used in your professional life at Princeton. Mm-hmm. So if people don't know what that is, let's just give them like a high level overview of that.
Yeah, it stands for objectives, or a major overarching objective for the year, goals, things that you're aiming for to meet the objective, strategies, like the things that you're going to do and the things that you're not going to do to hit the goals, and then metrics or measures, a way you can see how you're doing against all this. You know, and for the fundraisers in the audience, you know, if you're a frontline fundraiser, you might have like an objective of a certain fund, you know, certain number, right? And, you know, and the goal might be, you know, there might be a certain goals so that you can hit your financial number, like so many meet with so many new donors. I mean, all kinds of goals, right? And strategies are things like you might try some new ways of getting appointments. Like, for example, you might employ you might track better on, you know, your invitations for visits and see who's responding, see who's not. Yeah, so this would be like a strategy. I'm just going to do a better job of reaching out to people, right? And I am not going to make any initial calls. I'm going to do an intro email. That might be like a strategy. And then the metrics is like, how are you doing against all that, right? How many, typically, you know, we like to measure in the fundraising world, like, okay, how many visits did you make? How many proposals did you put out there? How many yeses did you get? How many no's did you get? And what's the total dollars raised so far? So that would be a simple example. It gets more complex when you're a leader because you have other things you look after, like, you know, hiring and firing and mentoring and coaching and you know, reporting onto other teams. And you know, when you're in a larger organization and you're a leader, there's a lot of other things you might be keeping track of in your OGSM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm curious for you, Michelle. You know, what was the impact on you? Because you know, you joined the team more recently. So, what was your experience like?
Yeah, the experience in reviewing the OGSM for me was sort of a way of catching up on the vision that you and David had at the beginning of 2019. you know, I came in at the beginning of 2019, but I'm just catching up to what you've been working on actively over a long period of time. So it's a great map for me to be able to look back on and look at the document and say, oh yeah, that there's that thing. Like, what part am I playing in that thing, that particular goal? How do I plug into that? Where have you left off with it? So it was very, very helpful for me as a new team member to have a mid-year review of the OGSM to understand where we're at midway through the year.
Yeah, and I think that is an important point, right? Like, for whether you've been on the team for a long time and it's a chance to reflect, or whether you're newer and it's a chance to kind of understand a bigger context. And I think for us, like, you know, today as we're kind of going a little bit deeper, like, we did want to focus on kind of those last two points, right? Like, how do we learn from what didn't go well? And then how does that inform us going forward for quarter three and quarter four and beyond?
Yeah, what I really appreciated about the conversation with the mid-year review is, as a new team member, was being able to hear you both review things that didn't go so well, that at this point in time, you're willing to let go of. And me as a new team member, I'm sort of like, well, that sounds like a great idea. Let's keep doing it. But it was great to hear sort of the history of why you're letting it go. And mm-hmm. so I'm willing to let it go too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, and I think, you know, for us, one of the things that we're, you know, as coaches, like, very sensitive to is, like, there's no blaming. We're not wallowing in it or ruminating about it. It's just like, you know, David, I think I mentioned this in the post. Like, I always love your mindset is it's an experiment.
Yeah. You know? So you see how the experiment, you know, you have some hypothesis, right? You say, oh, we think this might work. And then you try it. And then you see how it's working. And if it's not working, you stop doing it. And if it's working, you keep doing it, or maybe you add more, you know, you say, oh, that's a thing that's working. Let's do more of that, you know?
Yeah. And I think for you, like, that's so much of what I appreciate about how you live your life. And for me, it's actually like, it runs in my head a lot, because I think that is the thing. Like, not everyone has such a positive, great way to frame, you know, failure, or doesn't live their life thinking like, oh, it's an experiment, you know, and it can be easy to kind of get yourself down around that. So I also think we bring a nice balance, because I love celebrating success, you know, the first point. Yeah. So there was a little bit of me kind of imposing a little bit more celebration maybe in that conversation, and David's desire to have more results, you know, and what do we do moving forward? So that's the power of the team, right? Us bringing different perspectives to it.
For sure. Like, even if you don't do an OGSM, if you do some other version of a plan, if you're in an organization and you're in this audience, you've got some kind of a plan for the year. It's just, you know, you may not like the OGSM is just a neat little tool where you can kind of get a snapshot of things on one page for a year. And, you know, when I was at Princeton, we each did one of these individually, and then we did one for the team, like, where the individual ones rolled up. So you can do it that way, or you can just look at your plan. And I think I'm reminded of what Dwight Eisenhower said about D-Day. He said it wasn't the plan so much that mattered, because it was the process of planning. Like, he knew, and it was true, that as soon as they hit the beaches at Normandy, the plan went out the window. Mm-hmm. Right? Those guys got pinned down. It just chaos reigned. But there's still lots of benefit. So you hold the plan loosely, and then you improvise, and then you see how you're doing. Because if you hold on tight to that plan and things aren't working, it's like you're going to get shot on the beach, you know?
Well, and I think that's one of the values of having sort of a mid-year check-in with the plan, right? Is earlier rather than later, we get to sort of let go of some things that aren't working and reconfigure some things that are. Right. In order to move forward consciously for the rest of the year, rather than letting the entire year go by and then saying, wow, why do we stick to that for so long?
Yeah, and I think too, like one of the things it allows us to do is also see, like, you know, that we have to put our energy somewhere, and it's also like what is not only giving us results, but what's actually giving us energy, you know, because we are very conscious of, like, sometimes we decide it's not the right time to do something because we actually don't have the kind of resonant energy that we're going to need. So,
right.
So let's give the listeners something to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, Janice, you and I are essentialists, so we kind of designed together something for them. Why don't you give it to them? It's a bit of subtraction.
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, part of charting a new course for us going into quarter three and quarter four was letting go of things. So that's what we actually want you to do, is like look back at your plan in whatever format it was, go through these four steps. And then when you get to the end, we actually want you to pick one thing that you are going to say no to, like, nope, not doing it, stopping, you know, jumping it, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you want you to do.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Space for what's next. So.
Well, when you subtract something that's not working, we also would invite you to look at things that might be working, but they're life sucking for you as opposed to life giving. That's the energy question, you know, that you were posing, Janice. So even if it might be working, like there's stuff that I'm subtracting, it was working, but it was life sucking for me. And I had been doing it for like a couple of years. And I just said, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we'd love you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And you can find us on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify. And also go ahead and rate and review us. And we'll invite you to go put it into practice. Bye.
Bye.